This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today let us reflect on John's letter to Pergamos. Pergamos was a prominent city within the Roman Empire. Situated in Asia, the Roman governor held significant authority there, including the power to execute individuals as punishment, wielding the strength of his sword. God designates himself as the one possessing a double-edged sword. He alone holds authority over life and death, both in earthly realm and for eternity. The word of God is described as living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the hearts. As the capital of the Asian country, Pergamos held central Roman authority. It was where the Roman emperor and his governors exerted their power. During John's time, Christians regarded the Roman emperor and his governors as representatives of Satan. Therefore, Pergamos was dwelling near Satan's throne. Antipas, a faithful Christian, was executed by them, earning him the title of a faithful witness. God acknowledges their work and their residence amidst the seat of Satan's power. He commends them for holding fast to his name and not denying their faith, even in the face of Antipas' martyrdom. Despite the challenges posed by Satan's arrows, trials, and temptations, standing boldly for God amidst authorities is exceedingly difficult, yet they remain steadfast, earning God's commendation. Despite witnessing martyrs standing for Christ unto death, it was challenging for Christians in Pergamos to maintain their faith. They bravely stood firm, refusing to deny God's name even in the face of potential death. This attitude stems from their deep love for God, as Paul said, "For me to live is Christ and to die is gain." God condemns them for tolerating those who follow the doctrine of Balaam, who led Israel into sin by advising Balak to ensnare them with idolatry, consumption of idol food, and sexual immorality. The presence of such false teachings in the church reflects a failure to reject ungodly influences, possibly due to the proximity to Roman authorities. Furthermore, God rebukes them for tolerating the Nicolaitan doctrine, which he detests. The sword that comes from his mouth symbolizes the rejection of false teachings, with consequences not only in the afterlife, but also during their earthly existence. The church as a whole bears responsibility for allowing such teachings to infiltrate, allowing ungodliness to take root. God wants them to repent and change their ways. Repentance ensures God's continued blessings and delivers from His wrath regardless of the severity of sin. God exhorts them to heed what the Spirit says to the churches. Those who overcome will receive heavenly manna, the spiritual bread symbolizing Christ, the bread of life, and whoever eats it will not die, according to John 6:48. Overcomers will also receive a white stone symbolizing an invitation to the heavenly feast, bearing a new name reflecting their life for Christ on earth. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, thank you for this meditation. Thank you for giving us the Word of God, which enables us to examine ourselves and to rectify according to your will. Help us, Lord, to stand steadfast during crucial moments of our lives and to glorify your name. Give us discernment to comprehend the teachings we receive. Bless everyone who's listening to this. I ask these words in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.